An ordinance amending Chapter 4 of the City of Dunwoody Code of Ordinances by allowing the city manager to make an administrative decision regarding suspension or revocation of alcohol license.
All right, thank you. Warren?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. What this is an ordinance, as Sharon stated, that would change the nature of how we deal with alcohol license suspensions and revocations. It's in concert a little bit tonight with the appointments that we're suggesting the gentleman had made to the Alcohol License Review Board. The ordinance that we have in place that y'all had adopted a few months ago is out of line and out of practice with some of the more modern approaches to how to deal with alcohol licensing, suspension, and revocation. And basically, the procedure right now is that when we have one of these alcohol suspension or revocation events, which is one of about three things that can happen. One is that they're arrested for selling alcohol to a minor, and the other two are selling on Sunday without a Sunday license, or selling to an intoxicated person. The way our ordinance is stated right now is that I notify the business that they're going before the Alcohol License Review Board, and then the Review Board makes a decision, and that's based on a first offense. And that's the business owner that's taken to task for one of their employees' actions. What is more common practice among most local governments, is a little bit more business-friendly, is that on any offense of those three natures, that the police chief notifies me, and then at that point, I make a decision whether or not to revoke or suspend the license, and then they have a 10-day period to appeal my decision to the Alcohol License and Review Board. And it gives the city manager a little bit more discretion because I can get a first offense and then do a warning. And then on the second offense, then suspend or revoke the license and then take it to the Alcohol Review Board. And it gives a little bit more discretion than taking it directly to that board. And that's the staff's recommendation, is to alter the ordinance to provide me with a little bit more discretion, and also from a due process standpoint, have a two-tiered system where one person makes the decision and the other board serves as more of an appellate body. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Warren. Any questions for Warren? Yes, Robert.
I have two questions. One is, do we have a problem today that we are trying to address? Is there a situation we need to know about?
Yes, we did have, and this is what brought this to light when we tried to figure out using our ordinance what we needed to do. We did have an arrest for somebody selling underage, and to bring the person in, we found out what the procedure would be at that point, is that they would go straight to the Alcohol Review Board.
And I guess my second question is, as I look at this, the Alcohol Review Board would basically go from deciding innocence or guilt or making a decision to being the appeals body, right? In other words, everybody who comes before them will have had their license revoked by you. They won't, because you would never appeal not having it revoked. So in essence, everybody who they see then is somebody who you've already decided to take their license away.
Yes.
And I wonder whether that doesn't put that group in a slightly different position than deciding what is the appropriate action. It's whether or not to back up the city manager. And I wonder whether that's really business friendly or not, I guess.
I think in my opinion, it is, in that what the ordinance you've constituted right now, basically if there is an incident, the chief notifies me, I then call a meeting of the Alcohol Review Board and they have a hearing as to whether or not to suspend or revoke the license. What this does is it gives the opportunity for discretion so that they could have an offense like the one I described before, selling alcohol to a minor. The owner comes in, has a hearing before me as the hearing officer, and I determine, hey, they fired the employee, this was not part of their normal procedure, this is not an ongoing problem, this is a good business. So therefore, you know, we'll go ahead and see if the second offense occurs and track it. And if the second offense occurs, then, you know, you've got the opportunity to suspend or revoke the license before then having to go to the Alcohol Review Board, which also, in my opinion, if I was the business owner and I was given a 10-day notice to appear, then all of a sudden you're hiring a lawyer and starting to incur some expenses, and also the threat of your business being shut down you know, without the only other body to go to from there is to the Superior Court, which again is going to be an even larger legal bill. So I think this is a little bit more business friendly.
Okay. Thank you, Robert.
Thank you, Warren. Any other questions for Warren on this?
Yes. Will this decision today be, or next in the future, would that affect the past event? Will that event be grandfathered, or will that event then be automatically, because it's prior to this change, go automatically to the Alcohol Review Board?
I'm going to defer that one to our city attorney.
Currently, we don't have staffed an Alcohol Review Board, so we cannot actually send it to the board at this time. I would say if we pass this prior to staffing of the board would be one scenario. The other way around would probably be another scenario.
Okay.
Well, what I'm saying is, what I would probably say is that if we staff the Alcohol Review Board prior to this change, we will be able to utilize this procedure, and we should use the procedure. If the Alcohol Review Board personnel, we don't have a board to utilize this procedure, we obviously can't. And if this changes before that time, then we'd go with the new change. That'd be how I would probably see it.
I could just possibly see it as problematic if it were to be revoked, that you change the process midstream on the person, the ordinances were in place, and it didn't go that...
I think that it's going to sound like a strange answer, but one of the weaknesses in the current code is there was no time frame. So it just said that, you know, upon notification from the police department, the city manager shall call a meeting of the Alcohol Review Board. It didn't say when. So, in effect, there's no requirement that I send it to the Alcohol Review Board in a timely manner.
Okay.
So... I think that's one of the weaknesses of the current ordinance as well. So that's what one of the things we're trying to correct. So I think Brian's answer is probably dead on.
One thing I would also like to state is while we're looking at this, we're wondering what happens if we do send it to the Alcohol Review Board and they determine that a suspension or revocation is actually warranted. And currently, the court system, we're having violations scheduled, say, 3 months down the road. And the solicitors find... or the judge finds that the case is dismissed or the found innocent, and you have one body that suspended the license when actually they were found not to be actually incurred a violation from the legal court of law could also be problematic.
Understood. Okay.
That's compelling.
Any other questions yet?
Yeah, Brian, so you're basically saying they could be put out of business inadvertently just by the length of the process. Saying if they were suspended here, we stopped their business, and they were later returned to the Superior Court, they could have a 90-day gap where they couldn't operate and essentially go out of business.
Well, no, what I'm saying is that would be fine because the due process has been filed, but one thing that this could happen is that the Alcohol Review Board suspends or revokes their license prior to the actual hearing of the court, and that could be problematic. That's what I'm saying.
This could be discretionary.
Okay, any other questions? Yes.
Yeah, just to beat this dead horse, another way to say that, though, is what this ordinance change does is gives the city manager the discretion to hold off on the administrative hearing until the criminal process has been completed, which, from a liability standpoint, is much more the city's best interest.
Excellent, thank you. Any other questions for Warren on this? All right, thank you, Warren and Brian. Discussion of nominees for Construction Board of Appeals. Does nominee